Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Sean from Marysville is. Sean, are you there?
I'm here. Morning, guys.
Good morning, Sean. Steve, go ahead and leave.
Bye.
If you're playing along at home, Sean will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Which fruit wears its seeds on the outside?
Oh, boy. Strawberry.
Yes. Which Shakespearean play tells a love story between a Capulet and a Montague?
Romeo and Juliet.
Correct. Which state's gold rush began in 1848 when gold was discovered in Sutter's Mill?
California?
Yes. Of the 7 colors of the rainbow, which one is in the middle?
Yellow?
No.
Green.
Correct. The first Disney theme park outside of the U.S. was built on what continent?
Oh, boy. Asia?
Correct. In what decade did Mad Magazine debut?
60s?
No.
70s?
No.
80s?
No. What Evanescence song was on the Daredevil soundtrack?
Oh, a path.
Jack the Ripper was active in which European city?
England?
No. City.
Great Britain.
No.
UK.
No. A quincentennial celebrates how many years?
50?
No. We got you down for 5, Sean.
Oh, man. Okay. Average. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. Split right down the middle. No shame in that game. Steve.
Yes.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
Which fruit wears its seeds on the outside?
Strawberries.
Yes. Which Shakespearean play tells a love story between a Capulet and a Montague?
Romeo and Juliet.
That is the one. Which state's gold rush began in 1848 when gold was discovered in Sutter's Mill?
California.
Yes. Of the 7 colors of the rainbow, which one is in the middle?
Oh, man. Blue?
No.
Green?
Yes. The first Disney theme park built outside of the U.S. was on what continent?
Asia.
Yes. In what decade did Mad Magazine debut?
In the 40s.
No.
30s.
No.
50s.
Yes. What Evanescence song was on the Daredevil soundtrack?
Bring Me the Life.
You know it. Jack the Ripper was active in which European city?
England.
No. City.
London.
Yes.
Sorry.
A quincentennial celebrates how many years?
50?
No.
150?
No.
40?
No. Which planet is 8th and furthest from the sun?
That would be Uranus time.
It would not be.
Ah, damn it. Jupiter.
No.
Venus.
No. Steve, you got 8 correct, and that is a win.
Yes.
8-5. Sorry, Sean.
I'll get you one of these days, Migs.
One of these days.
Confidence is key. Another one bites the dust. A quincentennial is 500 years.
500.
And the planet that is 8th and furthest from the sun is Neptune. Congratulations on your win, Steve.
Big win.
The Daily Migs Show.
We just kicked off Coats for Kids this week, and we are making our way toward our $50,000 goal. You can make a donation by heading to KISW.com. $25 puts a brand new coat on a local child in need. Sometimes you're out and about doing your shopping, and maybe a food item or a beverage item catches your eye. And that is what has inspired this segment that we like to call What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
Uh-oh, Danny, Taryn's got the bag, which means we're drinking.
Kind of.
Oh, what?
Kind of drinking.
So far, your track record has been alcohol.
Yes.
Every single time.
There is alcohol involved.
Of course.
Let me explain. So on
Sunday. It's a small bag.
It is a small bag.
Are these like shots?
I hope so.
On Sunday, I went with some ladies to Bohm's Candies in Issaquah. Uh-oh.
Okay.
And we went on this whole tour of the place. It was absolutely incredible, super educational, beautiful spot, highly recommend. But then afterwards, of course, you land in the candy shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I just made it rain in that place, you guys. I bought advent calendars, I bought chocolates, and I bought something for What's in the Bag.
So I'm glad you brought this up because we got a text message that said, hey, when you guys talked to Mitch Levy on Monday when we do our Hawks recap, you mentioned going chocolate tasting, and they said, how are you going to talk about this and tell us what happened?
We got to see the whole process of how they make the chocolate and get the history of that place that's been here in the Pacific Northwest for like 80 years.
And what's the name of the place again?
Bohm's.
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 Bohm's. What's in the Bohm's?
Oh my gosh. So I found
TG's
Cinnamon Fireball Whiskey Truffles.
Yeah, that's what I figured it was.
Cinnamon Fireball Whiskey Truffles.
I am so in for this.
So I know, and I didn't try these. This was not part of the tour, but this was part of the gift shop afterwards.
So they're chocolates with cinnamon.
That are made with Fireball whiskey. And they're kind of like sparkly.
Oh, wow. They look fancy.
You know what's funny?
Usually you don't think the word fancy when you're talking about Fireball.
When was the last time you either had a Fireball shot is the question.
I'm having a hard time getting this chocolate out.
Oh, my God.
I got it.
Steve, your hands are too big.
They are. I got fat thumbs. Last time I had Fireball was within the last year.
Was it?
Yeah, on the party bus. Somebody brought one of them.
See, I hadn't had Fireball in a while until this past weekend. And I was at lunch with a friend, and he's like, I brought you a Fireball shot. And I was like,
why?
Why? That was my first thought.
Now, do they do other alcohol-inspired chocolates? Because I have a recommendation for them.
This is the only one that I saw, but maybe I just got so drawn to this, I blacked out and didn't see anything else.
Once I took a taste of it, I'm like, I bet they could probably make a really good chocolate screwball peanut butter whiskey treat.
Oh, probably.
That's a great idea.
Like a peanut butter cup, but use screwball peanut butter whiskey.
That would be fantastic.
Yes.
I'd be 100% in for that.
They can make that for free. I'm giving you this idea. You don't have to give me anything other than some free product. Like, give me some samples of this peanut butter whiskey chocolate when you make it.
They
already have done that. Like, dude, you're an idiot. Of course we've made
that. We've been here for 80 years. We've done it all. But they really, the cool, it's so neat. It's right there in Issaquah, and it kind of looks like a chalet that you would see in, like,
mean?
The Alps of Austria.
Oh.
Like it looks like Leavenworth. Like, it's very Bavarian-looking building.
Nice.
And the guy that owned the place for all those years, he had an apartment up above, and then the candy shop was downstairs, so we got to tour the whole thing. It was fantastic.
So it's like Willy Wonka?
Very much so. But, like, less chaotic. It was so
more fancy. It's like bougie Willy Wonka. Yeah.
It was delicious. Everything I tried, I loved.
Since you mentioned Leavenworth and Bavarian Village, of course, then I instantly think about pretzels. Do they have any chocolate-covered pretzels there?
I'm sure that they did.
What kind of tour did you go on? You don't even know what they had.
Well, they literally make so many things. They showed us the different molds that they use to make Easter bunnies and Santas and turkeys for Thanksgiving. We got to watch her hand dip the chocolates, too. It was so cool.
Oh, I thought she said,
who's her and why is that special? She handed you chocolates?
She is one of the owners.
Handed them to you?
She's the daughter of Bernard, who took the business over from Julius Bohm.
So you got to have her hand you a chocolate?
Pretty much, yeah. It was awesome.
Why is that a big deal?
Do you know how few places hand dip their chocolates anymore?
Dip. You didn't say that part. You just said she handed up.
No, she did say it, but she was eating her chocolate at the same time, so you missed the dip part.
I was like, why is that impressive? I mean, I can hand you, give me that extra chocolate. You're about to have another chocolate handed to you by Steve Miggs.
She was hand dipping these little peanut butter things.
All right.
Oh my gosh. And she was our tour guide the whole time too. It was really cool. You guys should definitely do the tour.
I think they should let us go hand dip our own chocolates.
Maybe we could arrange that.
That sounds naughty.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we've got tickets for Heart with special guest Cheap Trick, and that show is happening this Sunday at Climate Pledge Arena. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have the hookup on tickets to see Heart, and they have special guest Cheap Trick coming with them to Climate Pledge Arena this Sunday, November 23rd. Say hello to Anna from Lacey, who is our contestant this morning. What's up, Anna?
Not much. Hello.
Hello. We're going to spin the wheel and see if you are playing with me or Steve Miggs.
Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will it be yours truly? Right now, it is on my name, but will it stay there? Anna, let's win those tickets. It's you and me.
Okay, cool.
All right, Anna, here is your clip.
Smile like the sun. That's Heart.
Yes. Think fish.
God, what song is that? I know it. I don't think she heard
you. All right, think fish.
Crazy on you?
No.
No, don't think crazy on you. Think about a certain type of fish.
Some type of fish.
Yeah.
Isn't it also a type of car? God.
Is it a car?
I think it was a car.
It's not anymore.
Well, no, not in the modern times.
It starts with the second letter of the alphabet.
Oh, Barracuda.
Smile like the sun.
Nailed it. Who made a Barracuda car?
The Plymouth Barracuda was produced from 1964 to 1974.
I need one.
It's kind of sick.
They are awesome.
Yes, they are.
Ooh.
Oh, that one in orange?
That's my new dream car.
We can go cruising around.
Yeah, I had a 68.
You had a 68 Barracuda? Wait, you had a 68 Barracuda?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Steve.
You could wait one more year, huh?
All right, Steve, it's time for your clip, and it sounds like this.
Mommy's all right.
Your daddy's all right. This song's called Surrender by Cheap Trick.
Mommy's all right. Daddy's all right. They just seem a little weird. Surrender.
Congratulations, Anna. You're going to go see both of those bands.
Yeah, she's maybe going to drive a Barracuda there. That's my new dream car, I think.
What happened to you? Do you have Anna still on?
Oh, yeah. Let me
check with her.
I'm sorry.
Anna, what happened to the car? Did you have to sell it? Where is it now?
I gave it to a friend of mine, and he passed away. And when he passed away, it was supposed to come back to me, but his old soul lady didn't like me, and so she had a crush.
What?
No. Maybe I'm poking the bear, and maybe I shouldn't, but what was the beef between you two?
She didn't like the fact that me and him were friends. Mm. He was my best friend.
Oh, did she want a piece of him, or is it just...
No, I didn't want a piece of him. He was a hoe.
So she was jealous of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
The wicked webs we weave, I tell you.
Crushing a car because of jealousy.
I've been best friends with him for like 20 years before they ever met, so...
Wow.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
Don't take her to the concert. If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Foo Fighters.
Imagine being so jealous you would just destroy somebody's car.
I would never.
I don't know. I think you're capable of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All morning long, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to get to. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, if you missed it, we chatted with Nick from Polsbo, and he was proposing to Migs to get a matching Pearl Jam stick man tattoo, doing yes. It together. And we said that Migs, you would do it.
Well, you said I will do it if he gets a tattoo artist. I haven't even had a half a second to decide on this, but you know what? Honestly, I would do it. So yes,
I trust Nick.
Yeah, yes, I'm in.
So we told Nick that if he could find a tattoo artist by this time, that you would get a tattoo with him. So we've got Nick on the phone. Nick, we got to know: did you find a tattoo artist?
Of course I did.
Yes, I knew it.
At this early in the morning, you're able to track down a tattoo artist.
I'm fortunate enough. I have a really good buddy of mine. We met at a Bouncing Souls show earlier this year that Karen was also at. But
yes!
He dropped his phone. Turns out we helped him find it. He's a good dude, and you actually happen to know him. He's the guy that tattooed you and Danny when he got you guys tracking tattoos.
Jason?
Yeah.
Jason from BTU Tattoo in Auburn.
That's right. Jason from BTU Tattoo in Auburn.
What is happening right now? This is such a small world, okay? And you guys got him on the phone?
We got Jason.
What's up?
Yeah!
Jason.
BTU Tattoo. This is Jason. One and only.
Jason, have you ever done a Pearl Jam tattoo before?
No, this would be my first two Pearl Jam Stickman tattoos. So I'm pretty excited.
Okay, so when Danny and I got our Kraken tattoos, we got them with Jason. Jason's an awesome dude, and BTU Tattoo in Auburn's fantastic. And you're a big punk rock guy, and I'd imagine that you've done band tattoos before. What band tattoo would you say you've done the most?
The most? I want to say, like, Misfits, stuff like that. The Misfits is iconic. You know what I mean? Like, people our age, they just remember that band, and they kind of went away, and it's like, it's one of those band logo tattoos you got to have in your collection.
Is that your favorite to do, or do you have a certain band, like when somebody said, hey, I wanted to get this band tattoo, you're like, oh, hell yeah, I've been always wanting to do that.
You know, since Biohazard got back together with the original members, I kind of want to do that one.
I've got a Biohazard tattoo already.
This is the perfect tattoo artist for you, Steve.
And their new record's amazing.
It is. Yes, it is. So you found the right guy.
I was going to say, now we're going to get the Pearl Jam tattoos. Danny has agreed to get a Misfits tattoo on his neck.
Right on the throat. Yep.
And Taryn's going to get a Tramp Stamp No Doubt tattoo. So we're all in on this.
There we go. There we go. All right. Let's do it.
So what do you think? I can't do it this week. I'm down to do it next week. Nick, Jason, do you want to do this next week?
Yeah, I'm down.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm kind of fired up about this.
Are you guys going to hold hands?
Yeah, we're going to have our arms stretched out like a V, the stick man.
You got to look in each other's eyes, too, when you do it.
Okay, now it's gone too far, guys.
Hey, you know what's so great about this? I just did a recent KSW tattoo on my girlfriend, Stephanie Valdez. I just tagged you with Steve. It says rock and roll, and, you know, I've been listening to KSW since I was a kid. I mean, it's a big radio station that's always been in my heart, and especially this tattoo. When I first listened to Pearl Jam, when it first came out, I was wearing my Doc Martens, and I thought I was a cool little punk rocker kid, you know? So I'm really excited, guys.
Dude, we just pulled the tattoo up right now. We're looking at it. This is awesome.
Oh, you crushed it with the rock font. It looks great.
Right?
Killed it.
I love it, man. So thank you, guys. I'm excited.
All right, so
thank you for choosing me once again.
Oh, dude, I'm looking forward to seeing you again. It's been a minute. Maybe we'll listen to some Biohazard as I get a Pearl Jam tattoo.
You know it. We even play some Blink 182.
Yeah.
For Danny when he gets his Misfits tattoo on his neck. Yes.
I love it.
Awesome, man. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Right
Thank you so much. Let me be a part of this.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
Yep. Of course,
man. Talk again soon. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics powered by Pendergast Law and kind of piggybacking on the fact that this is an impulsive tattoo that you're getting.
I'm excited, though.
We have Rocky in Seattle that has an impulsive story to tell. Rocky, what's going on?
Hi, good morning, guys.
What's up, Rocky?
Yeah, so I was living in West Hollywood, and this is a while back now, like, I don't know, probably like 10 years ago. And Trinity, also known as her real name is Carrie Ann Moss, she was on the elevator with me, and she just said, oh, excuse me, do you know where the bathroom is? And I said, yeah, when you get off the elevator, just go right, and then turn right again, and then there's the restroom. And she's like, oh, okay, thank you. So I get off the elevator, I go left, she goes right. And then I feel a tap on my shoulder. Because I, like, straight up just, like, lied to her. I didn't know where the bathroom was. So she basically tapped me on the shoulder, and she's like, excuse me, there's no bathroom over there. And then I just, like, I was not expecting that, because I just, like, I don't know why I lied. I just, like, pretended I knew. And so she totally held me out on it. I'm like, I didn't know what to say. So I just, like, shrugged my shoulder. I was like, oops. And she just, like, looked at me like, what's wrong with you? You know? And I was just like, sorry, I just walked away. You know, it's just funny. Awkward.
No, I'll be honest. Dude, there was times when my buddy and I, whenever we were somewhere, if someone asked for directions, we would just give them directions, not knowing exactly where we were sending them, just to be trolls. I love this.
Yeah, I just didn't expect her to look for me, because it was during the Golden Globes, and it was actually pretty packed in there. So I'm like, how did she find me? I'm only 5 foot, you know? So she just came looking for me to call me out on it. I was like, oh, whoops.
Well, maybe she had to go number two real bad. She pooped herself and she's now mad at you.
I mean, that's understandable.
I agree.
I'd be mad too.
Yes. You want to take another guy?
Let's talk to Tony in Monroe. We were talking about jerk celebrity encounters that didn't go so well. Tony, who did you meet that was a jerk?
Well, this is going to be one for you, Karen. Years ago, I worked at the place called Saratoga Trunk in Bellevue. It was a restaurant / nightclub 4 or 5 nights a week. They had live music. And the Queensryche guys used to hang out there.
Nice.
And so it was, and I think Russ was in town that weekend. And they used to have a place called the Riviera Steakhouse and Lounge in Linwood. And they used to do Battle of the Bands. This was, let's see, 90, I think right around 1990.
Okay.
And so, anyways, they were, I used to hang out with the Queensryche fellas, Eddie Jackson and Scott Rockefeller. They'd come into the Saratoga and hang out, and I met Eddie Jackson's girlfriend, and nice lady, and she would happen to be at the Battle of the Bands that week, and we were all hanging out at the Riviera.
So what happened?
And Eddie, well, yeah, and let's see, Teddy Lee and Alex Lifeson were sitting up at the little VIP lounge area, and I was like, she wanted me to come up and introduce myself and meet Teddy and Alex, and I was like, all right. So I ran up there, I asked Teddy for his autograph, and I told him I've been a musician since I was little, and My cousin is a massive Geddy Lee fan, bass player, would love to have his autograph.
Okay.
So he tells me, no, you know, I'm not going to do that, because then everybody else is going to want an autograph. So it's like, all right, I understood. So I turned around, went back down, and was kind of bummed out. Next thing I know, like within 2 minutes, he's given this skirt with long legs, a big autograph and a hug and all this other stuff. And I was like so put out. I was like, man, this is ridiculous.
If only you had big boobs and long legs, you would have got an autograph too.
Oh, my Lord.
Maybe next time.
The Daily Mix Show.
How do you feel about that? Geddy Lee.
I mean, I met him twice and he was fantastic. Yeah. So sorry you didn't have the same experience.
How short was your skirt?
Hey, guys, we have this Thanksgiving shirt in the Rock Shop. Yeah, and yeah. I just want to remind everyone that if you want it for the holiday next week, you need to order it by tomorrow.
And if you wear it when you're around Geddy Lee, he will sign an autograph.
That is absolutely a fact. And if you want to get your very own Daily Migs Show limited edition Thanksgiving shirt supporting the Washington Food Coalition, you can go to KISW.com. As a former goat owner, I cannot tell you how many times those little jerks escaped. And this is a story about a runaway goat. And so I'm feeling very connected to Smokey, who caused a complete panic in a Detroit neighborhood, prompting a man to jump into a car.
Okay.
Here is the news report on it.
Smokey here is a neighborhood favorite.
Well, now he is. They're buds. But a couple of days ago, this was Daylon Scott.
Oh my goodness.
That sounds terrifying.
Hey, were you ever scared of your goats?
Not ever scared, concerned, okay, but not scared.
You never sounded like this guy.
No.
Don't want to offend you, but a lot of people thought that that was a girl scream when you jumped up on that car. What do you got to say for yourself?
I mean, he scared the female out of me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at him.
Daylon and brother Jupiter Star, not his real name, meeting Smokey the Goat for the...
What is happening?
Smokey the Goat for the first time Monday since he got loose and scared the... out of him.
I just wasn't expecting in a neighborhood. Not at all in a neighborhood.
That's a real goat. That's a real one.
I just can't express it enough. If you're thinking about getting goats, don't.
What was the situation where you were most concerned?
Well, when Lewis was a very large goat. He weighed like 140 pounds or something like that. I mean, he was a big boy.
And Lewis was his name, named after Lewis Black, I assume?
Of course, okay, of course. Yeah, yeah. And he was just so big that when he got out, it was like, if it was just me and him, it was a battle to get him back into the goat pasture.
I wish there was video of this.
Oh my gosh. I'm very glad that there's not.
The Daily Migs Show.
We hope that you can join us for something very special on December 12th. It's called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And we're going to be at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett for a night of nothing but acoustic jams from Brent and Zach of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, Daughtry. We hope that you can be there and you can grab those tickets at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
MDD is brought to you by Palace Law, and last night was a tough one for the Seattle Kraken. A really good game between them and the Detroit Red Wings. Ended up losing 4-2, one of them being an empty netter. Jordan Eberle, though, 300 games played as a member of the Seattle Kraken. What better way to celebrate it than by scoring a goal, and that's what he did. But again, they weren't able to score enough goals to be able to beat the Detroit Red Wings. Up next for them, taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. And that game is happening tomorrow in Chicago.
Well, speaking of hockey, the Seattle Torrent, our inaugural PWHL season, is going to be airing primarily on Fox 13 Plus, and they will broadcast 24 games with 6 more on Kong. We have our first season opening in Vancouver before hosting Minnesota at Climate Pledge Arena 1 week from Friday. And that is November 28th. Can you believe that?
No, I actually can't. I just kept assuming, we got like another year until this team actually is going to be out on the ice. I also, I've never heard of a time where, I guess in football, of course, with the NFL because of national broadcast, but I've never heard of two local channels covering and showing games for a local team, like, you know, how they're going to do this. But hey, opportunities for us to watch the games. We got to go.
I'm definitely in. I want to get the jerseys that have the Seattle on the front, too.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I like those.
I think those are available now in team shows. I think at Dick's. I think some people have seen.
Nice.
Not the drive-in, but the sporting goods tour.
They're on it.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about the Seahawks. Big acquisition. They've just added wide receiver Brendan Rice to their practice squad. You're probably like, well, who the hell is this guy? Son of Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice.
Former Seahawks great.
That's awesome.
Okay, he played with the Seahawks for like a season or so. But anyway, one of the greatest wide receivers of all time who played with the San Francisco 49ers. Now his son is part of the Seattle Seahawks, making a lot of us feel extra old.
Yeah.
Right?
It kind of hurts a little bit.
Yeah. All right, as far as weather, hitting a high of 51 degrees, the DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Our friend Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.